strikes me.
Today at Rosie on the House, we're getting ready for monsoon season with the experts from Austin Electric Services. Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Lightning. What do I do? Man, it's one of our favorite topics. When we hit the topic, we actually have had in the past letters come into us and say, you know, I wish y'all were on earlier in the morning because I had to sit in the car in the Home Depot parking lot with the air conditioning running so I could finish listening to this segment on lightning. Lightning, it's an incredibly destructive, incredibly powerful force. You cannot believe how fast it travels. It is hotter than the surface of the sun. It carries something in the neighborhood of about 1 million volts.
1.21 gigawatts!
And the strike zone of a bolt of lightning is the same diameter as your thumb. Okay? So you're generating power that's hotter than the surface of the sun at 1 million volts, all being delivered in the diameter of your thumb. No wonder it is so horribly destructive and powerful. And Arizona gets more ground lightning strikes than any other state in America, with the exception of Florida. So we're number two out of the entire continental United States. So we have our share of lightning. It is destructive. And we're going to talk about lightning protecting your home and your property. We've got two experts here, Don and Donnie from Austin Electric, our Maricopa County certified electricians. Guys, thanks for carving time out of your family time on the weekends.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah. Not only are we going to talk about lightning and lightning protection, but we're talking about something else too. Surge protection, and how many homeowners are living under the artificial assumption that they're protected with a dollar or a $5.99 power strip from the drugstore.
That helps a very small percentage of your house.
And we're going to talk about why. We're going to be talking about power. We're going to be talking about joules. We're going to be talking about gigawatts. Is it gigawatts? Is that what he said?
Gigawatts.
Gigawatts. We're going to be talking about nanoseconds. That's the speed of electricity. And if you're trying to monitor it and protect yourself from it, just how fast you need to be to protect yourself. But before we get to that topic, we have Les, who called last hour, calling from Tucson. Let's bring Les into the conversation. Right after Les, Jennifer has her segment where she's actually reviewing a product that we've ordered, we've tested, and that's going to come up right after this. Les in Tucson, how can we help you, my friend?
Yes, sir. I have a home built out of Rastra, and
okay.
It's stuccoed on the side, and
yep.
It's cracking quite dramatically.
Yep.
And I need help.
Rastra is the foam, big, thick foam blocks that gives you an insulation value of something absurd like R60 exterior walls, and we put about a 3/8 to half-inch coat of cement stucco on the outside. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've got to be happy with the acoustic performance of your house. It's a very quiet house.
Oh, yes. It works out very, very well for all the things I have for it, yeah.
Okay. How big a home is it?
A little over 5,000 square feet.
Yo, baby. And what temperature do you keep the house in the middle of the summer?
70.
And are you an all-electric home?
No, I have propane for heating and cooking.
Okay. So, and you're with Tucson Electric, TEP.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No,
what?
On Sulphur Springs. I'm sorry.
Say again?
Sulphur Springs Electric.
Okay. And so what are your summer cooling bills?
400 to 500.
Yeah. Okay. For a 5,000 square foot kept at 70 degrees, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things I like about the Rastra home. This cracking is a part of the product, unfortunately. And are the cracks following the joints in the foam blocks, or is it random, like what we call spider cracking?
Some are. You can see where the blocks are and also at the bottom of the foundation. And yeah. There's also the spider, especially on the west and the south side.
Okay. Well, Les, I tell you what, there's a couple things I'm going to ask you to do. I want to get your name and phone number because I want to come see the house. I'm actually going to be in Tucson. When am I in Tucson, Romy? In 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
Okay. I'm going to be in Tucson in 2 weeks. I want to come by and see the house.
That's how long everything in the contracting industry takes. Remember?
Yeah, that's
two weeks.
2 weeks. That's right. I want to come by and see it. And I think we're going to have to get some of our PPG Pittsburgh paint experts on site to see what are we going to be able to coat this with, because we're dealing with a thermal coefficient problem is the reason the paint is cracking in those lines on that foam block. I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm going to give it to the benefit of everyone else. I'm not a big fan of that building system. It has a lot of advantages, but at my house, I like a concrete block. I like the walls built out of concrete. And then we take the concrete block and we fill it with foam. Then you have the concrete that's actually facing the weather and the elements more than just a foam barrier. But Les, I'd love to see your home. I'm going to impose on you and see if I can't come out and take a look at it. And for that, I'll bring out some PPG Pittsburgh paint experts. Maybe I can get James Cruz, a New Frontier Painting, out there, and we can do an assessment of what is it going to take to get this house painted so it quits cracking. Hey, at this point, before we go on break, I'd like to bring my sweet wife in, Jennifer. Jennifer has started a new feature of the show where she actually orders products that you may or may not see advertised on TV, and we put them to the test. A couple weeks ago, we put this hose product to a test. What's it? Pocket hose. Got a huge two thumbs down.
Yeah.
And we just found out that other people in the studio have ordered it recently, and they all returned them as well.
And checked out Consumer Reports, who said it was a good product, but we have proof now.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Sorry,
Al Borland, I'm not buying it.
When I opened the box, I was sorely disappointed at the product I saw there. I thought, yeah. Holy cow.
And it didn't get better after that.
Yeah, no. I mean, the plastic on the ends is cheaper than the bobblehead plastic you buy in the toy store.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So this week, I found on my desk, Romy had found this little product. It's called the D-Weeder. And you can see it on our Facebook, on our website.
It's kind of a wicked looking
under
weeder
resource
there you
guide.
Got there, babe.
It's kind of like holding a claw in your hand.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's... It's for working around your garden. I wouldn't call it too much of a cultivating tool. It's more of a maintenance tool. So if your ground's
de-weeder.
Already... De-weeder. The de-weeder.
Not cultivator. De-weeder.
Yeah.
You have to really pay attention to that name.
And so you want your...
De-weed.
If you've already wet the soil and you're ready to get in there and just pull out some weeds and make your little holes for planting and for building a little well around your plants in your vegetable garden, this is an awesome tool.
It's got a little 6-inch handle on it. So
yeah.
It's like a little trowel, spoon-shaped trowel thing.
Yeah.
With fingers.
Now, I love this
teeth.
One. Yeah. It looks like a little, you know, shovel.
It's a scoop.
Like a scoop.
Like a backhoe bucket.
It's five tools in one. And my favorite thing when using it is it's a brand new garden. That we're doing in the we have our raised garden and we've got our in-ground garden, is you see how it's curved on the back claw and the way these slots are designed, it lets dirt shift through, but it catches your rocks and you can fling it. So this is kind of like you could picture what's that game where you run around with
lacrosse.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a little lacrosse flicker, and you can just throw your rocks out as. What I've used it for more than anything while
okay.
we're in there.
So it's a soil sifter, it's a de-weeder, and it fits in your hand.
It is. And now they do have one with a long handle, and Romy and I neither one liked that one because it's the same size claw with a long handle, and there's no place to put your foot to get any leverage, so it's really not,
okay.
it's not real handy. This one, though, I use it every time I go out in the garden now, I don't go out there without
this. We're giving this one a thumbs up?
Thumbs up. It's on the resource page on the website. So if you want to see a picture of it and a link to where to order them, it's there.
RosieOnTheHouse.com, D-Weeder.
D-Weeder, honey.
D-Weeder. So now that isn't a product I've seen advertised on TV. That's something y'all just found on the internet or something?
No, Melinda Myers is actually their spokesperson. We hear her.
Okay.
She comes on a lot for Melorganite. And she does do it on a TV ad. Now, I've only seen the TV out online because I don't ever hardly watch TV, but I understand it is running on TV. Okay.
But that's different than being as seen on TV. So it is advertised on television, though.
Very good. Okay, if you've got a product that you see advertised on TV you'd like Jennifer to buy and test, email us at rosieinfo@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll test. Next thing I want you to test is that spray-on rain gutter waterproofing stuff, the stuff that you coat the screen door with and bolt it to the bottom of your boat and go fishing. You're looking at me like you have no idea.
I have no idea. And I like picking the products. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well,
all right.
Let's now that we know how that's going on.
The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. If you've been waiting all week to ask us a question about some home improvement project you're trying to tackle around the house, home, castle, or cabin, we've got open lines. It'd be a great opportunity for you to get in right now as I'm introducing Don and Donnie, the guys from Austin Electric. Let's talk a little bit about lightning and surge protection. Y'all are currently rebuilding a home that burned to the ground just last monsoon season here in Phoenix. Tell me what you know about that story.
Well, just off of 56th Street and Camelback, we took on this job just over 6 months ago.
Correct.
I mean, nice area of town there. Don, as a matter of fact, has taken the lead role in that project for us, and he's had some hands-on experience and has communicated with the homeowners on actually what happened and so forth. So he's probably got that story down a little bit better than I do.
Nobody got hurt.
Everybody was fine. Just more collateral damage on the house. The house was actually, it was struck by lightning, blew out the kitchen area. The family was actually on the other end of the house, which was nice. So everybody just heard a big bang.
It was loud.
An explosion, and it blew out part of the house, and then it caught fire. But everybody was able to get out safely, which is the most important thing. And then once the fire department got there and put out the fire, the water damage and the fire damage, it was a total. The house was totaled. So it's reconstruction from the base up. And it's
very good.
We're looking at lightning protection for this one now.
All right. If you've got any questions you'd like answered about lightning protection or surge protection, that's what we'll be covering in the idea of preparing for the oncoming monsoon season here at Rosie on the House. We're going to be right back after this short break.